This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30, that baby of mine.
I'll boil it down if you just joined us. Keith Olbermann has said we're at war with Russia, that Russia is scum, that Russia stole our election. Now he's come out with no proof, of course, of that, and said foreign governments, including Russia, help us overthrow Trump. You mean overthrow our government. And don't worry, the Democrats are in major newspapers, major magazines like The New Yorker, saying they're organizing a military attempted coup, grabbing Trump, putting him in a paddy wagon. All this craziness because he dare turn our economy back on, get $3.5 trillion in the stock market, secure our borders again, kill Obamacare and everything else. It's a giant screw job. And then Olbermann now calls on foreign powers to come in and overthrow our president. Do you understand? If he was a crazy guy on the street corner, the cops wouldn't do anything. The FBI, everybody has to do something. This is clear, clear, absolute organized crime, treason, espionage. Calling on foreign powers for a coup is high treason. It's punishable by being hung by the neck until dead. That's how the army still does it. Or firing squad. I guess you can pick either one. And I'm serious, man. If I was calling for foreign governments to come overthrow our country, I deserve a firing squad. Let me tell you something. 60 years ago, he would be in front of a firing squad in about a month. Okay? I'm serious. And look how mentally ill he is. That guy that grew up never in the real world, a spoiled brat. They call him Bathtub Boy because he'd hide in the bathtub and wouldn't do his TV shows. He's a total mental patient. And then he wants to sit here and call for our president to be overthrown. And just look how mentally ill he looks. Look at how weak his whole identity is in running the government and being a liberal fake. And then now he isn't getting what he wants. And he sees America coming back from the dead. He's so pissed. He now abandons the fact that Trump's run by foreign powers because he's not. And he wants foreign powers to come in. See, that's the traitor right there. That's the anti-American scumbag. I love America. I love our republic. I love prosperity. I'm loyal to this country. My family's always been loyal. This guy is not an American. This is a dirtbag liar that thinks he's better than you. He thinks you're a bitter clinger. He's an elitist. And look how freaked out he is because you got beat. Your team collectivist, your team Soros, got its big, fat, wart-covered butt handed to it, punk. So let's go to this mental patient.
I'm Keith Olbermann, and this is The Resistance. I appeal
to the intelligence agency. Back that up again. Keith, you damn plagiarist. We are the resistance to you, the globalists ganged up on America. You're not the resistance, you plagiarist. I'm the resistance. My audience is the resistance. And guess what? We kicked your teleprompter reading ass to the moon. Let's go back to this. Let's go back to Nancy. Here he is.
I'm Keith Olbermann, and this is The Resistance. I appeal to the intelligence agencies and the governments of what is left of the free world.
You know, hit pause again. I'm going to come back to this after break because I'm going to give you a little message. All the real people in intelligence agencies around the world don't want to sell their countries out and don't want globalism and don't want poverty and want a future for their kids. That's the 80%. Same thing with the FBI. You're appealing to people that just helped Trump win the election, dumbass, because they're sick of people like you running everything. Understand? You're appealing to people that know you're a pile of steaming dog manure. Okay? Oh, you appeal. So they're trying to sell the idea of a violent overthrow and a civil war. Hey, jackass, you better pray there's not a civil war because I guarantee you, you're the one calling for all this. I guarantee you, son, sonny boy, sonny boy, sonny boy, don't open that door. You have no idea what's on the other side of that door, you little chicken, you little wimp, you little Nelly punk. You open that gate. You have no idea. Let's just go out to break, and I'll come back to the rest. Here it is.
These entireties as bureaucracies making official decisions and to the individuals who make decisions of conscience, to GCHQ and MI6 in the UK, to the BND in Germany, the DGSE in France, the ASIS in Australia, and even to the GRU in Russia, where they must already be profoundly aware that they have not merely helped put an amoral cynic in power here, but an uncontrollable one whose madness is genuine and whose usefulness, even to them, is at an end. To all of them and to the world's journalists, I make this plea. We, the citizens of the United States of America, are the victims of a coup. We need your leaks, your information,
right,
and intelligence. Your record.
I'm going to come back and play it from this point on. No, we're the victims of your globalist occupation, and it's coming to an end, Oberman. Even if you're able to destroy Trump, you'll never put your system together.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula that's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Anti-American scum who think they're hyper-dominant, want a socialist collectivist system where the general public is totally dumbed down and controlled by the pseudo-intellectual Fox scum like Keith Oberman. And now I'm coming out and saying, well, Russians stole the election with no proof, and saying we're at war with Russia. He's asked Russia and other intelligence agencies to come in and overthrow President Trump. He's called for the American people to overthrow Trump. He's put a lot of these videos out, but his newest one is crazy. I've been interrupting it quite a bit. Let me just play it somewhat uninterrupted, and then let me write some notes about it. The full video is up on InfoWars.com. Keith Oberman pleads with spy agencies around the world to help him take down Trump. Now, you can work as an American nonviolently to take down a president or anybody else you want, but you can't work with foreign governments and groups or call on it. The intent is illegal. It's called espionage. Totally and completely illegal. But it shows the desperateness, and I've got more professors today, you know, saying kill Trump and all this stuff and media people. I mean, this is a foaming at the mouth group of crazies. Here's Keith Oberman for GQ. This is what the corporations in America want. This is the climate that they're putting out. But Keith Oberman, it looks like a deer in the headlights, has his whole identity that he's better than America. You know, he's wearing his West German news reporter outfit from the 1980s. You know, he's got his trendy colors of pink and blue behind him. He's letting you know how cute and non-threatening he is. But he wants war. He wants to be in a man's world. So let's go ahead and go to Keith Olbermann. Here it is.
I'm Keith Olbermann, and this is The Resistance. I appeal to the intelligence agencies and the governments of what is left of the free world, to them as entities, entireties, as bureaucracies making official decisions, and to the individuals who make decisions of conscience, to GCHQ and MI6 in the UK, to the BND in Germany, the DGSE in France, the ASIS in Australia, and even to the GRU in Russia, where they must already be profoundly aware that they have not merely helped put an amoral cynic in power here, but an uncontrollable one whose madness is genuine and whose usefulness, even to them, is at an end. To all of them and to the world's journalists, I make this plea. We, the citizens of the United States of America, are the victims of a coup. We need your leaks, your information, your intelligence, your recordings, your videos, your conscience. The civilian government and the military of the United States are no longer in the hands of the people, nor in the control of any responsible individual.
I hit pause. I can't help it. Back it up 5 seconds. We had an election. Trump's restoring the republic. He's restoring the Constitution. He's restoring jobs. He's restoring sovereignty. He fired the guy the Democrats all called on to be fired, Comey. And then Olbermann just says it's a coup. That means it's unelected. So he now wants foreign governments to overthrow that. That's called a coup. So total inversion of reality by this guy. Here it is.
Who can rely? The first step towards compromising our FBI occurred Tuesday with the unilateral firing of its director by the president, prompted by the attorney general, both of whom are, or were at least in theory possibly to be, under investigation by the FBI as led by that director they fired. Our CIA is run by one of that president's political appointees. The first national security advisor was fired and may have been a Russian stooge. The second national security advisor has reportedly been yelled at by the president because he had had the temerity to disagree with him. Our State Department is in the hands of useless amateurs. Our United Nations mission is bereft of power and uninformed.
Hit pause again.
And the White House.
Rex Tillerson, if anything, has compromised bringing in Condoleezza Rice and is a global expert who's worked in over 160 countries. So, again, that's more false statements. Pure bull out of a guy openly calling for foreign governments to overthrow our president. This is naked treason, and this arrogant SOB thinks it's okay. Here it is.
Run by a cabal of an amoral family syndicate that has spent its first 3 months slapping a dollar sign on anything that stood still long enough. A cabal with, at its head, a man with seemingly no interest in our laws, in our rights, in our Constitution, and with a brain that appears to not work properly. Through our own negligence, the resentments and stupidities of millions of us, and the boundless greed of our elite class, our democracy has all but slipped away from us. It hangs today by a thread, and those who could protect it and restore it and fight for it, even at this late date, the Republican politicians whose voices today could force Trump out of office tomorrow, they are almost silent, owned by special interests and silenced by a power that
seems even. Back it up. Trump is the only president in 50-plus years who put Pence in charge to get rid of all of the special interests, all of the lobbyists, and to put bans on them and bans on whoever works for him being lobbyists for over a decade. The special interests are almost unanimously against him. Goldman Sachs gave all its money to Hillary. J.P. Morgan Chase, all its money. Some will argue, well, he's hired Goldman Sachs folks to run things because they know how to run things, but they're following his orders. And that's evident in what's happened in our economy. So again, Olbermann, you are a liar. It's you calling for the Russians to overthrow the president. He didn't have any aid from the Russians. It's pathetic what you claim. Back to Olbermann.
And those who could protect it and restore it and fight for it, even at this late date, the Republican politicians whose voices today could force Trump out of office tomorrow, they are almost silent, owned by special interests and silenced by a power that exceeds even whatever dedication to freedom they once had. All but a few of them fall back into platitudes about the leader of the country, firing the head of the FBI, and precipitating a constitutional crisis in order to shut down the investigation of his possible high crimes.
Okay, let's hit pause again. Overman, every major Democrat that goes on television or tweets, from Hillary Clinton to her husband to Nancy Pelosi to Maxine Waters to Michael Moore, all of them have come out and said, get rid of Comey, he's horrible. But now you claim that's not the case because you think your viewers are a bunch of idiots. And the type of folks that go to GQ to get their news and think they're smart, to watch you read off a teleprompter the names of spy agencies, like, oh, my gosh, you're so smart. And then every 30 seconds you look down at papers to imply you have notes and aren't reading off a teleprompter, shows your total acting deception. Mr. Baby, here it is.
Majority party impotently wrings its hands about timing and how troubled they are, and then they go back to calculating how they will most easily get reelected.
Well, let's hit pause again. I agree that a lot of the Republicans are a bunch of hand-wringing blue-blood scum that we're going to remove from office through the ballot box, Dumbo, not through martial law or civil insurrection or foreign powers and coup d'etats that you're calling for while you claim we've done that. We've got people running for office everywhere, winning, promoting prosperity, the Second Amendment, defending Christians' rights, defending our republic. And you don't like it. Your time of kicking Christians around and having deals with the Islamists to have their way and sexually mutilate women and put hijabs on little girls' heads and teach Islam in the schools are over, you leftist trash who hated Christianity so much you made a deal with radical Islam in Europe and the U.S. to bring it in, to cuckold us, and basically rape Lady Liberty in front of us while she's chained down on a bed and while we're chained down with a ball gag in our mouth. Americans aren't into bondage, boy. And we're not going to be enslaved by East Coast, fop, fake, pseudo-intellectual pieces of garbage reading off teleprompters. Do you understand, Oberman? Do you understand that, you filthy, degenerate, un-American, seditious slime bag? I hope you do, because you disgrace your family. You are the biggest liar this planet's ever seen. And there are a bunch of old, stupid Republican establishment people that really care what CNN and MSNBC still say or think. And they still are scared of you, Overman, and still are impressed by you, Overman. But most of us aren't impressed anymore, Overman. Overman, if you went to a public school sporting event like I do, and you took your children there to compete in that, with their private school that competes with public schools, and you walked up and had all the third and fourth and fifth graders run over like you were a rock star, you'd be impressed, wouldn't you? Those kids don't know who you are, Oberman. They know who I am, Oberman. And that shows how you've been rejected completely and how you're hated. And only old East Coast and West Coast trendies, scared of their own shadows, scared of freedom, scared of America, who hate Christians and love Islam, they're the only ones that like you. In your little pseudo-intellectual outfit you wear, Mr. Oberman. Okay, Mr. Oberman, let's go back to the crimes you're calling for on air and how you project what you're claiming on us. Back to him.
We, the citizens of the United States of America, are victims of a coup. For months, we have heard that your organizations have damning evidence against Donald John Trump. Whatever evidence you may have, you cannot conceal it any longer.
Oh, no.
Whatever we in this country are to you now.
For months we've heard from liars like you, there's all this damning evidence. When Trump lives one of the cleanest lives there is and is all about winning and all about never letting himself get any trouble and being upright, all he does is eat sweets. Two scoops of ice cream and a piece of cake every night. That's what he does. No alcohol, no drugs, no cigarettes, no nothing. And everybody knows it. That's why he's so successful and so healthy at 70 years of age. You liar. But you go, we hear you've got all this stuff. Give it to us. Oh, like BuzzFeed was made up pee-pee gate? What if I said BuzzFeed said you got found Keith Oberman with about four or five little two-year-olds having sex with him? It's not true. You never did that. You're not a pedophile, Mr. Oberman. But what if we acted like the press does for Trump? What if that's, skip this break. What if it was like that, Mr. Oberman? How would you, or how about we said, Mr. Oberman, that you're a bank fraud expert. You've stolen money from children's charities. None of that's true. But you know who it is true about? The Clintons stole 97% of the money from Haiti. They organized the charities and stole it. But you will never report on that because you're a pseudo-intellectual preying on America and your whole cult and culture is hating those of us that live in flyover territory. Isn't that right, Mr. Overman? Let's go back to your lies.
Wherever you are now, you know that this nation has been a savior to you at some point in the past.
Oh, hit pause again. Oh, America's been a savior when the left was helping the Russians and the Soviets and everybody else try to sell us out and helping Cuba. You know we've been your savior. You know we've been your savior when the Rockefellers that set up the UN helped put the Nazis in power with the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. You know we've been this big savior. The elite, the blue bloods that's almost destroyed America and the world. So please, do what it takes and now help save occupied America from the great threat that's Donald Trump, who's actually trying to turn our economy back on and destroying the whole world government. Oh, we can't stand it. We had a coup over this country, and now the American people are kicking us out, and we're like parasites hanging on to a dog, and man, we're scared. That's a translation of what he really thinks. Here it is.
Ability and our freedom and a government controlling this country that is at least sane is your surest guarantee of a prosperous future. Indeed, perhaps.
Let's just pause. Yeah, let's teach kids all over the United States that they need to be trannies. And let's teach them that mother and father is hurtful, so you can't use that. Let's ban whiteboards and
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
First, it was Bill O'Reilly. Is Hannity next? The big media are at war with President Trump and his allies. David Horowitz reveals the truth in his new book, Big Agenda. Big Agenda exposes Obama's secret plan to stop Trump. Ann Coulter says, arm yourself with Big Agenda. Rush says, you must read it. Get Big Agenda, a number one Amazon bestseller. Or check out the free offer to save almost $30. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX. Or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-379-4442. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
We need your help. Whatever there is on Trump, reveal it. Issue it officially if you can. Leak it if you cannot.
Whatever it is, because it's all made up. Whatever it is, maybe he's Santa Claus. Maybe he's really George Washington. Maybe he's a space alien. Maybe he's one of Keith Olbermann's hemorrhoids. I mean, just whatever it is you've got. We all made stuff up and said there was something, so it must be true. We all read The Secret. We believe we can manifest. Of course, you can't. It's all made up. But let's just manifest that Trump's gone. How about we manifest that Keith Olbermann doesn't just read off teleprompters? Back to him.
If your directors and your governments want you to wait, look to the last days here and ask yourselves, plumb your consciences. if there is any time pause. Left.
He didn't want to say we're in the last days, so he said, because he's an atheist, here in the last days, plumb your conscience. Go to the depths of it. Do the right thing. Go against your own government. Leak the information about Trump. Let's continue.
To wait. Give it to a reporter. Give it to an American friend. Put it on the internet. Leave it outside somebody's back door. There is no time left for protocols and estimations of long-term impacts and tradecraft. A dictator in training has betrayed our Constitution and nevertheless survived two nights in office. The dictatorship he may want, the dictatorship he may feel is the natural extension of his past life, the dictatorship he may believe he has earned, has gone in this week from crawling to taking its first few tentative steps. What you have, we need.
All right, pause.
And
now, what foreign governments have, we need. Please overthrow our government. So, oh, Trump does what the Democrats asked for and fires Comey, who's all over the map, and he's bad-mouthing the president, calling him crazy on the news. And Bill Clinton fires the FBI director the day before they kill Vince Foster, but that's okay. And the president's supposed to be the person in charge of that. But now it's the end of the world. Again, this is all misrepresentation, like Gruber said, hoping you're stupid, hoping you have no memory.
We need it now. And to the intelligence community of this country, your patriotic duty is clear. In many respects, in the months since the election, you have provided your greatest service in our history. A democracy that has lost its political way, staggers down the street like a drunk, and lurches towards the gutter, yet you have walked a virtually bipartisan straight line, and you have followed your rules, and you have followed the rules of the civilians. And yet, the evildoers still exist regardless.
The evildoers?
The greatest threat to the freedoms of this nation, that this nation has ever faced, the Trump administration, the Trump junta, is playing by no rules.
Hit pause again.
And just
the Trump junta and the whole world's in danger, and only this guy can save everybody. This is just over the top craziness. And then Trump responds nicely back to all this, that they're fake news, that they're out to get him and they're the enemy. And they freak out and go, we just want you dead or overthrown or foreign governments to overthrow you. We're just saying you're the devil. We're just saying you're a dictator. How dare you not come to our press dinner? How dare you not let us lie about you? What's your problem? We're supposed to be in charge and no one's supposed to resist us.
Off the FBI director and let him find out about it by reading a TV news crawl in the back of the room in which he was addressing his Los Angeles office. They have no rules. For now, the rest of us who only want our democracy back, we can have no rules either. We will take the risk of reestablishing the rules later on. What you in the FBI, in the CIA, in the Justice Department have on Trump, we also need now. Because by tomorrow, it may disappear, and your ability to do anything with it may disappear as well. Some of us here on the outside have tried the best we could to prevent this day, others less so. Right now, it doesn't matter.
I mean, it's so hard to listen to this guy. I apologize for playing it. But this is a mindset into these people. They've done everything they claim Trump's doing. They have sat there and assaulted this country, tried to demonize it, tried to pull it down, tried to take our freedoms, shipped our jobs overseas, written books about how they've done it. They have celebrated and celebrated and celebrated that they, the globalists, they, the leftists, they, the communists, they, the Soroses, they, the Nazi collaborators, have control of our churches, our kids' minds, the FDA. They can brainwash us. They can fluoridate our water. They can push deadly vaccines on us. They can absolutely attack all our basic institutions, steal our money, perch on top of us, and then put always these same guys like Stephen Colbert and Oberman and all of them in these pseudo-intellectual little suits, little nerd man, non-threatening, you know, bean counter, brain bug, know-it-all, good boy, teacher's pet, psychopath outfits. You know Ted Bundy, the famous psychopath, dressed in gray suits with black ties and white shirts with glasses. Just like that, even though he didn't need them, because he'd drive around non-threatening, picking up young college girls and high school girls to torture them to death. That's a psychopath outfit they wear to look non-threatening. I'm not saying he's going to kidnap your kids and kill them. He wants to kidnap your country and strangle it to death while he tells you, you deserve it. That's Keith Olbermann. He thinks he's better than you. He thinks he's beaten you. And he realizes he's losing and has now been kicked to the curb, and he's panicking.
On the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Life Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
You know, they were pointing out in there that the last time I played an Olbermann clip, I started having a meltdown as well, and I was actually throwing stuff during the breaks. I mean, when you look at a fake in that pseudo-intellectual outfit that they all wear, and he's there saying foreign governments come overthrow America, and then they're saying Trump's done everything that they've done, and you know how much they hate this country in their own statements and words, and now they're the resistance, they're the patriots, they like George Washington, they like free market. And then all this crap about Comey, how great he is, when just a week ago they're all saying firing, it makes my head spin. So I want to finish the last minute of this, because he ends it with, you are the resistance, resist, resist. The whole stinking establishment is against Trump right now. He calls on intelligence agencies, foreign, to do this. Most intelligence agencies globally want their countries out from under globalism. Globalism is hated. It's crony capitalism worldwide, allied with dictators. So let's finish up with Keith Huberman. Here he is.
We could to prevent this day, others less so. Right now it doesn't matter who did much when. You and the FBI, CIA, the other intelligence agencies, the Justice Department, you must be the patriots now. You and the Five Eyes and the PSIA in Japan.
I love the lecturing. Like, everybody's 3 years old. You've got to be the patriots now. It's horrible that Trump wants to secure our border and do better trade deals and that the stock market's up $3 trillion and $300 billion in new jobs came and that the steel mills are having the best production they've had in 60 years all of a sudden. And it's terrible we're not doing one-sided deals and he killed TPP that was unelected. You've got to do what it takes and overthrow him, okay? Okay, because it's a coup, so we have to overthrow him, even though he was elected. So everything he says Trump's done, they're doing. This is so illegal. Here he is.
In the outfits around the world, too secret to have their names known to us.
Ooh.
You must become, for the moment, Americans. We need what you have, and we need it now, and we need it made public.
Pause. So give us all your dirt. Give us all your made-up garbage, which there isn't any. It's incredible. The Clintons are on the Chinese and Russian payroll. The globalists have sold the country out. They're the traitors. And then Trump's trying to get sovereignty back, and they're the ones running around saying he's what they are. Here it is.
It is more than just the fate of this sloppy but well-meaning country that is at risk.
Oh, hit pause. This sloppy but well-meaning. Oh, see, a little bit of the America hate comes out. I'm sorry we're sloppy. I'm sorry I had my show for a decade running down America every day, but it's okay. Because I like it now if foreign governments help overthrow this evil president.
Our faults, for good or bad, we cannot be left as a fascist rogue state and an enemy of freedom and international comity. The fate of all freedoms may rest in your hands and your willingness to not merely hint, but show what you know. If we go under, you are next. The freedom you save will be your own. Resist. Peace.
Man, that guy's phony reading off a teleprompter in that Ted Bundy kidnapper outfit he wears. We're going to go to someone who has been involved in regime change as a co-author with Tom Clancy and formerly worked in special operation, black ops, State Department, you name it. This is a psychiatrist and doctor and a lot more. Dr. Steve Pachenik popping in, and then I'll take your calls the next hour, and we have some other guests popping in as well. Briefly, if you want to get some fascist memorabilia, we've only printed 2,000 of these from the artists. And let me tell you about it. It's limited edition. Make America Great Again. That's got the globalists so upset. Poster now available exclusively through InfoWarsStore.com. A new limited edition Make America Great Again poster featuring anti-establishment icons like Matt Drudge, Roger Stone, and yours truly is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This poster was skillfully rendered by renowned artist and patriot John Allen, who has given InfoWars exclusive right on this one-of-a-kind print. I'm sorry, I said 2,000. I was going from memory. Only 1,000 posters were printed for this limited run. Help support InfoWars in the fight for free speech and get a high-quality limited edition Make America Great Again poster for just $17.76 at InfoWarsStore.com. And here it is. It's very glossy, very, very nice, and I hope that everybody will get one of the limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. Again, that's 888-253-3139 if you want one of these. And, I mean, regardless, Trump is history. Regardless, big things are happening. And this is something everybody should have, everybody should frame, just to trigger people that are anti-free speech. Look, Trump's far from perfect. I don't like him talking about going after Assange. I don't like, you know, some of the things he's been doing. But overall, $3 trillion in new jobs, $3 trillion in the stock market, $300 billion in new jobs, 500,000 new jobs already, aluminum, steel, investigations into illegals voting and dead people voting, people voting in their names, cutting the UN funding by half, 43% down on the illegals coming across the border, according to ICE. I mean, it goes on and on and on, killing TPP. And that's why the special interests and the elites are so mad at Trump. The first 70 days, he was pretty much 100% on. Then the last, I don't know, 50 or so, he started going a little bit sideways, and now he's learned the system isn't compromising. They take that as weakness. So I got word from the White House over the weekend, and I told you this. The gloves are coming off. Trump is going to get really aggressive now. He's not going to just roll over like other people that they've basically ganged up on, like a pack of hyenas on a lion. Trump is going to go after these people now. because they are calling for his death. They're calling for his overthrow. They're calling for our overthrow. They're calling for me to be shut down. They're all over the news saying it's a war. They mean business, ladies and gentlemen. And so all of us have to go into high gear now to defend this republic. Now, I know Pechenik has been supportive of Trump, pointed out that a lot of the patriots and intelligence agencies actually helped Trump get in, but they didn't vote to get neocons in, and he has reined in McMaster and others. So he had been on a few weeks. We'll find out what his latest intel is on this. If he disagrees with Trump, he'll tell us. We don't do these interviews, and Pechenik doesn't have to agree with me. I don't actually know his view on this up to the minute. I just know this. Who can deny the establishment is not after Trump? Who can deny that Keith Overman is calling for foreign agencies to come here and help overthrow him? That is totally illegal. And who can deny that Comey was operating as his own operative, not investigating the leaks, not investigating Susan Rice? I mean, this is just a crazy time to be alive. So Dr. Pechenik of StevePechenik.com, you've heard my rant here. What do you think about what's currently happening with Comey and the desperateness of the so-called left, just everywhere saying, kill me, kill Trump, kill everybody? I mean, they just seem so emboldened, looking for a fight.
Well, let me put it this way. Keith Overman really paid you one of the highest compliments I have ever seen, Alex, because Keith himself has no substance. He's never had a history of substance. He knows very little about our national security. Certainly doesn't know anything about our intelligence, never served our country. But if you look at his modality, his modus operandi, he is trying to ape you, but he can't do it very well. In other words, it was one of the issues you and I talked about many years ago, that the left will come in and try to ape what happened with myself, with the intelligence community, and with you, and the alternative right. So what you're seeing now is literally a very fuzzy, mirrored image of what we had done, but it doesn't work anymore. Now, Keith, I don't know him. I'm sure he's a nice guy. He went to the same school I went to, Cornell. He's pompous. He's bombastic. He was thrown off of MSNBC. Bill Riley had problems with him. Al Gore had problems with him. So the left has always had problems with Keith. He has no substance. He's basically a sports broadcaster. And you may or may not know this, but he had hit his head against a subway door and may have had a concussion. So I look at him as a farce. This is not a serious character. GQ knows that. Pretty much our intelligence system knows that. Remember, in order to have credibility in what you and I do, you have to have had served our country one way or the other. In your case, it has been the consistency and the fortitude to remain what in your place and what you have done for 20 years. I'm not, blind sunshine here. I'm just telling you why it is that they're having a very hard time trying to displace you, me, or even Trump. The issue of Comey is correct. I mean, Trump is correctly said he's a showboater. He's a narcissist. I mean, when he stood up there and said, I can't convict Hillary, but here are the 30,000 reasons why she should be guilty, that was absurd. The reality is the president can and should fire anybody. I had no problem that Comey was fired. I had no problem that FBI has to be reorganized. They've been a faulty organization for many, many years. You and I have talked about it. They need somebody in there who can clean them out and dismiss a lot of people, because the future isn't about, gumshoe investigation. It's going to be about cyber command, cyber control, even on the domestic level. And the FBI is nowhere near the capacity it should be. That's why Mark Rogers of the NSA would be a good leader, or someone else in cyber command should take over the FBI and reorganize it, because it's been the gumshoe industry. Now, I will quote to you something that a very famous FBI agent said, and this is the following. He said, once we collect intelligence and then we are ordered to implement some type of policy, we have become a Gestapo agency. And who said that? J. Edgar Hoover. And Comey didn't listen. Mueller didn't listen. A whole bunch of the FBI directors, three, didn't listen. It was J. Edgar Hoover who warned that the minute we collect intelligence and we are asked to implement or manipulate it, we become a Gestapo agency. That's J. Edgar Hoover. So the issue of Trump, I would agree with Roger Stone. There's leakage, and we said it from day one. It's coming out of the White House. You have Goldman Sachs boys, you have Jared Kushner, and you have McMaster. The issue that came out for you and me was what I said a while ago, is that the triumphant, or the triad, you, Bill O'Reilly, Steve Bannon, were kind of taken offline, but only temporarily. And what's happened is they could not assess your endurance, or the fact that Steve Bannon would remain there, or the fact that Fox and others like myself would remain in the alternative right to keep on saying, you know, there's the truth. Here's a man who's implementing exactly what he's doing. And by the way, he correctly says, you know what? We don't need a press conference. I've said that from day one.
You've been saying that for years. Just get rid of it. Give him a statement, because they only distort what he says.
There is no entitlement for journalists to be in the White House, to be anywhere. It was a use, and it was an intercession when we didn't have the internet. We don't need journalists to tell me what to do. You don't need a journalist to tell you what happened. You just need 1600 Daily, which is the White House statement of the day. And if you read it, he's protecting Christians. This is what they're doing in one state. This is what they're doing overseas. And they give you a very clear agenda. When you put a group of people whose basic history has been to be sycophants. Remember, the basis of journalism is to pander. Once you have pandering within an individual or a group, it doesn't matter whether you're the New York Times or the Washington
Post. They're compromised.
They're compromised. So from day one, my background used to be in disinformation. A journalist would call me up. I never forgot it. One of the regime changes I had, I told him exactly what he wanted to hear. And then 10 years later, I contradicted him, because that was the ability for me to manipulate the press. The press is just an entity very easily manipulated. They don't have jobs. They can't convert.
And they're becoming more and more obsolete, because in an internet world, people independently can fact check them. There's all these other forms of information that give people a much clearer view. So it shows how antiquated and ridiculous they are. But expanding on this, Comey saying, and then leaking it, that he thought Trump was crazy to say Obama was spying on him. It's now come out that Obama did order thousands of people during the campaign spied on. The New York Times previously bragged that they were spying on Trump. So they're acting like there's no memory there, and they're following this Gruber precept that they're operating in a vacuum and nobody knows what they're doing. Sure, a large part of the public has no memory, but the actual people involved working in the country know they're a discredited pack of liars. So they get more and more crazy, more and more aggressive, more and more out of control in their attempt to defeat the resurgence of a new American system. And they seem to be in total panic mode. I just like you to respond to the attempt by Comey to say the president was crazy, to say he was being spied on as president-elect. I mean, that's an absolute fact.
Well, that's not the issue. The issue is Comey, from day one, I wrote a blog, which I had sent to you, but it was on my blog site in December of 2015, saying that the entire election will depend on Comey. And we were right. But what I didn't add, and I added it afterwards, was Hillary's downfall was not just her own incompetence and the incompetence of the left. It was one individual who I have tracked for 20 to 30 years, and I knew he would never fail to undermine Hillary. And that individual is named Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
The day he walked over to Loretta Lynch, I said, right on, brother. You just screwed your wife for the 30th time in your entire career. The minute he walked into Loretta Lynch, I knew Comey would have to address this issue, because that was his boss. And you and I talked about it. I said, she will go down. Comey will go down. The Clintons will go down. That was the key moment I was waiting for.
Sure. So let's expand on this. Why do you think that, you said this basically, that Trump's right to do this? The Democrats all want him fired. He shows he does weird things. He admitted Hillary was a criminal, but then said, but I can't do anything. That's even worse, to admit she's a criminal, but then say, I can't get prosecutors to do it. But basically saying the whole system's corrupt and they're not showing any courage. I think Comey overall was just a very, very weak person.
Comey was a panderer. I mean, he came out of a major law firm in Washington, D.C., where he worked with a lot of the other lawyers who had worked for Hillary Clinton. I've talked about it. This is part of the Washington set. So what Comey's going to do right after this and showboating, he's going to go to one of the publishers, or he's going to go to Bennett, who's a very good agent. Bennett, he's a lawyer in Washington, D.C. He has the Clintons, he has Cheney, he will get a huge book contract for millions of dollars, and that's the end of Comey. The reality is the FBI has been an organization that's been out of control for a long time. Remember what happened in the Boston bombing, what happened with the Muslim psychiatrist who basically threatened to kill people in Fort Hood. The FBI had information on it. They never acted on it. What they need is a cleansing. Like the CIA.
And now, why didn't they act for 2 years when that guy was emailing people and telling folks he was going to kill a bunch of people?
They didn't do anything.
Why?
Because they're incompetent. The ability to do something like you and I is a very simple issue. You, like many people on the alternative right, you and I, it's not that we're smarter. It's that we are willing to take calculated risks when nobody is in the arena. And when I mean calculated risks, look. In principle, you should have been thrown out of this business because of the entire problem that you had with your divorce and all that. But you didn't. You came back even stronger. And that's what we were counting on. And the same thing with you, same thing with
Yeah, then they're going to run a PSYOP. The worse things get, the stronger I get. And the more my listeners support us. Well, let's flesh that out on the other side. They're certainly trying to take us out, though. And I'm not saying they may not hit us with something they're successful. But in the end, the message will still get out.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Today we call it bone broth, and for thousands of years our ancestors enjoyed its benefits before it became lost to our modern diet of processed junk. We are now introducing Caveman by InfoWarsLife.com, the ultimate in true paleo nutrition with bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and seven total primal superfoods in a single great-tasting formula. Caveman. It's those people living in the wilds having to actually build civilization that are our superior ancestors, and we need to do everything we can to recapture that. Everyone knew that you used all the parts of the animal. You used the meat for sustenance, the fat for cooking, but you used the bones for strength. From the outside structure full of minerals and key cofactors to the marrow that produces the blood for the body, this is the engine of the life essence. I'm a long way from the caveman my ancestors were, but I'm sure as hell trying to get back to that essence that made us what we were, and this is a big part of it. I know you're going to want to check out Caveman Ultimate Paleo Formula for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Dr. C Steve Buscemi's our guest a little bit in the next hour that I promise I'm opening the phones up, taking a lot of your calls and getting into some of the world news we haven't gotten to. We've been focused on Comey. I know this, though. There's this arrogance by the bureaucracy that Dr. Pechenik talks about, who was in Washington for a long time. There's an entitlement that you see in any group out there. And I don't claim to have all the answers. I fundamentally believe in free market capitalism. I know it produces incredible wealth, incredible freedom compared to collectivism, whether it be fascist or socialist or communist. So I really believe in what I believe in. And all these special interests, they just can't believe that I actually stand for what I believe in. They want to make their money through crony groups, through inside groups, through government contracts, or through government payroll. And they offered me $3 million to sell out, $10 million to sell out. That was a long time ago. Now we bring in way more money than that to build this organization. Money's not a bad thing. It's just that I want to defeat them. I really believe in Team America. And then they are always calling us traitors. We're being funded by foreign groups. I'm funded by you, the listeners, buying products. That's how I have 70 employees and new reporters. And we're doing the work of a lot of other organizations out there that are just too lazy or too afraid. So many people are afraid to be criticized by MSM. I love it. They're a bunch of scum. If they want to call me names and say lies about me and say I'm racist or make up a bunch of crap, I don't care. Now, going back to Dr. Steve Pechenik, I'm not trying to lionize myself. He's bringing it up as a model. They've hit us with everything they've got so far. And it's only made the listeners support us more and buy more of our products and spread the word more because they see the censorship, they see the admissions. Now, there may be at some point where we buckle and collapse. I hope it's not the case. But there's already so many other people now doing what we do and what Dr. Pechenik does that the establishment really needs to see the writing on the wall that Trump's only a manifestation of nationalism. And I don't really see where they're going to put the genie back in the bottle. And I'm not trying to give people a pep talk here. I really, truly have studied history, and I've studied the current trends, and I believe if our listeners just continue to take action and continue to spread the word and continue to work hard and promote basic common sense worldwide, we are going to enter a golden era of human productivity in the future. If we don't, though, we're going to enter a new dark age. Dr. Pechenik, what do you think, and other comments about Trump so far? Because I know he did pretty good for a while, kind of went sideways, you got concerned. Sounds like you think he's getting back on track. That's what I've heard from the White House, is that he's going to really get back on track now.
Well, I think what he's doing now and is about to do is absolutely correct. Number one, you fire ad hoc and immediately. Comey should have been fired from day one. Number two, Trump doesn't have to justify anything. And secondly, I would get rid of the press corps on every plane ride. I would get rid of the press corps in the White House. They're absolutely of no value to the Republic. Thirdly, he has people who are loyal to him but are loyal to the Republic. We're talking about the generals. We're talking about the intelligence industry. Now, he has to start putting into place the infrastructure issue. One of the things that I'm most concerned about, even though our economy went up, is that we don't stagnate on growth. We have to have a greater growth than 2% GDP. And one of the reasons for that is that it will justify the Trump approach to the Republic. And once we can grow even more so than Europe, which is going to fail now because of Macron, who's a young kid, they want this young kid who's been in politics and basically is a Euro specialist. They're not going to go anywhere. So America becomes even more powerful. We don't have to get into conflict with North Korea.
Well, stay there and break that down. But since you mentioned that, and I totally agree, Trump's trying to boost the economy while all these other influences show it going down. So we're really in a flux right now where everybody should be rooting for the economy, but they're not. Do you agree with that statement?
Yeah, basically, I think Trump has to keep his eye on the ball. The ball is the infrastructure. That's why he's brought in Mnuchin. That's why he's been brought in Ross. That's why he's been.
Well, that's what he keeps telling reporters. He keeps saying, listen, it's the economy. Stay there. I want to come back there and ask you what you think we should do on the economy, but also about Macron, because it's pretty much admitted in the news that he's been compromised since a very young age. And there's reports about sex operative stuff, that we may have a true Manchurian candidate as the new French president. We'll be right back, with his 65-year-old wife and all the rest of the weirdness, who reportedly had sex with him when he was a teenager, and then he's a Rothschild banker. I mean, who can make this up?